Yes, I answer him simply. I don't bother pointing out to him how good everyone says I am. It doesn't matter. His mind is made up. He thinks it's silly. He doesn't approve of me pursuing a career in dance. He lets me take dance lessons only because it looks good on my resume. And now that I'm 18, he technically can't stop me from dancing. I know that's the only reason why he continues to put up with it. However, he can stop me from getting my own place. He's never allowed me to have a job other than dance, and he's made it very clear what is expected of me. My father is a powerful politician, and just like he married my sister off to further his connections, I know the same is my destiny. I've never been on a date or had a boyfriend. I'm supposed to wait until my father chooses the best candidate. And I'm supposed to just fall in line with whatever he wants. I've always accepted that. The one thing I've always stubbornly ground my heels in about, though, is dance. I want something. Just one fucking thing that's my own. And when I'm on stage dancing, I'm free. I can be myself and not the little porcelain doll that he expects me to be. My father has never attended one of my dances. My sister would come if she could, but she can't ever get away from her responsibilities. My sister is 10 years older than me. She's more like the mother I never knew. My sister remembers our mother, of course, but she died shortly after giving birth to me. I'm sad I don't remember her, but my sister tells me our mother was amazing. But if that's the case, I don't know how she ever ended up with a heartless dictator like my father. All my father thinks about is money and power, and he'll use whatever resources he has at his disposal to get his way, even his own daughters. Yeah, he's a great guy. Not. He frowns at me again before he turns and walks out of the room, muttering to himself. I don't pay him any mind. I just go upstairs to my room. I'm used to his disapproval by now. It seems like I can't do anything to make him happy. So I stopped trying a long time ago. Our relationship is what it is. He dictates and I obey. For the most part, I don't act out, so long as he lets me continue to dance. It's the one concession he's made because it's the one thing that keeps me in line. As I'm crawling into bed, I hear a knock on my door. Yes? I call out, a ball of dread already settling in the pit of my stomach. Whatever he wants, it can't be good. My father rarely seeks me out unless it's something business-related. He opens the door long enough to poke his head in and confirm my suspicions.
Oh, by the way, I don't want you going out anymore until I hire you your own personal chauffeur.
I just nod, my heart sinking. It's not that he's concerned about my safety. I know what this is. It's a way to keep me in check and make sure I don't do more than dancing, as if I would dare to defy him. I know what he's doing. He's making sure that nothing happens to his prize mare before he has a chance to pawn me off. I snort to myself. I don't care. Let him hire a chauffeur, which we both know is a babysitter and a spy. I don't care if he wants to waste his money having someone watch me. All I care about is dancing.
Chapter 3. Simon. Do we have an understanding? I give the man a curt nod. It takes everything in me not to sneer at Bella's dad, the pretentious fucker. He doesn't give a shit about Bella. All it took was 2 minutes in his presence to realize all he cares about is protecting his asset. He plans on marrying her off to the highest bidder, whatever it takes to further his political career. Over my dead body. It takes every ounce of willpower in me not to knock the fucker out cold where he stands. As it is, I'll do whatever it takes to get close to Bella. So I keep myself in check long enough to secure this job as her private chauffeur. Now, I have an excuse to be in her presence and keep my eyes on her at all times. This shady motherfucker thinks he's hiring someone to spy on his daughter for him and keep her in check. But little does